Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Let's take a walk together with our Savior Jesus, hand in hand, He and I. Let's cherish every moment Jesus gives to us. The time is passing by. Oh, I often pray when I kneel down by my bedside. I ask the Lord to help me to obey His calling. Yeah, if I could just please the Lord, I must cherish the love of God. I must cherish the grace of God. Oh, cherish His mercies, cherish His blood, cherish the cross of Christ. I must cherish the chance I have. I must cherish the call of God. Oh, cherish the time I have to work. Cherish these times of grace. The world is lost in darkness. No one seeks for God. But Jesus died to save the world. So many lost and dying. They never heard of Jesus. Oh no. Can I help to tell them? Oh. I often pray when I kneel down by my bedside. I ask the Lord to help me to obey His calling. Hey, if I could just please the Lord, I must cherish the love of God, and I must cherish the grace of God. Oh yes, cherish His mercies, cherish His blood, cherish the cross of Christ. I must cherish the chance I have. I must cherish the call of God. Oh, cherish the time I have to work. Cherish these times of grace. You must believe your calling to do the will of God, hand in hand, you and the Lord. And don't think that you can walk away from your original calling. Oh no, your time is passing by. Oh, oh, oh. So when you pray, when you kneel down by your bedside, Please ask the Lord to help you to obey His calling, yeah. If you could just please the Lord, you must cherish the love of God. You must cherish the grace of God. Oh yes, cherish His mercies, cherish His blood, cherish the cross of Christ. You must cherish the chance you have, and you must cherish the call of God. Yes, cherish the time you have to work, cherish these times of grace. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. Cherish the love.
Amen. How many of you are happy? Give the Lord a shout. Amen. It's time for testimonies. Amen. How many of you love testimonies? How many of you are becoming wiser through the testimonies? Today we have amazing testimonies. I want us to welcome Melody Asari to give us a testimony. Put your hands together as we welcome Melody Asari. Please encourage her as she comes on stage. Put your hands together. Let's invite Melody Asari to give us her testimony.
Hallelujah. Please, I'm Melody Asari from the First Love Church, Kolebu Branch. Somewhere last year, I had a problem. I developed very severe pains in my left breast. It was very painful. They were spiky. So there were times I could go to bed and I'll be crying in my pillow. It was very difficult to sleep. And then I remember we had a service in May last year. It was a communion service, and we were asked to bring our own wine and bread. So a friend of mine brought a whole bottle of wine. And then that day, Daddy prayed so much for the sick. For a very long time, he prayed. And then when he finished praying, he asked us to take the wine. So I took it, and that night, we had wisdom service, okay? And I work in a cancer field, you know? So usually when the patients come with a cancer case, someone can come with a nasopharyngeal cancer, but it starts with something like a sore throat and all that. So when I started having the pains, I was thinking of the worst. It's like, am I going to have surgery? Is it going to spread and all that? We went to Kodesh for the wisdom service, and I was still feeling the pain. And my friend told me that Daddy has prayed over the wine, so there was some left. I should drink everything. And then I drank it. Immediately, the pain left. It's been over a year now, and I have never had any traces of the pain again. Yes. So, I want to encourage everybody here, especially the First Love Church, when we're having a communion service, take it very seriously. When Daddy prays over the communion, take it seriously and make it an effort not to miss the communion. Thank you very much.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Amen. How many of you are blessed by the testimonies? Do you want to hear more testimonies? Let's welcome Oredu to give us his testimony. Put your hands together and let's welcome Oredu to give us his testimony.
Hallelujah. Yes. My name is Oreku Majisen. I'm a level 300 pharmacy student of Central University. Yes. About a year ago, we were in our room one day, and when we woke up the next morning, our laptops and our phones had been stolen. Yes. And I mean, at a point, we thought maybe one of the guys was playing a prank on us. We couldn't believe it. But later, we got to realize that other rooms too, they had robbed them, and they took a guy's clothes from his wardrobe. They took all his clothes. Yes. So, I mean, yes. In the hostel, we're all worried. Then, actually, this was during the fasting period. We were fasting and praying. So, actually, we went to church that evening, and I spoke to my chief elder about it, and she told me that Daddy has already prayed for us, that we will not be like a fish caught in an evil net. And she asked me that, do you believe it? I said, yes, I believe it. Yes. And she made the whole church stretch for their hand, and they prayed that the laptop will be returned. And before, during this time, Daddy had come to Miocho, and he preached on replanting, that we should actually replant the messages we've heard before. Yes. So Pastor Kuma also stressed on it, and we got the message, and I was listening to it. I was being blessed. Yes, each time I listen to the message, I get a deeper understanding. So I was being blessed. So I was wondering, like, why would someone come for this laptop? You see, then after she prayed and the whole church prayed for us, we went back home. So after 2 months, we came back to school, and I received a call from my dad that the laptop has been found. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. It was, we just couldn't believe it. So they took the laptop all the way to the Volta region to go and sell it. Yes. Yes. But by the grace of God, we got the laptop back, and we even got more messages. Yes, and we are listening to them. So I want to say a big thank you to Daddy for the prayers. And yes. 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 And also, I will encourage each and everyone to get messages on their laptops and their phones and listen to them continuously. And I believe we'll all be blessed. Thank you very much.
Put your hands together. Powerful testimonies. The prayers are really working. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will come to pass. Amen. Amen. Are you excited? It's time for the word of God. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, our Father is here. I believe that today a very powerful word is coming. And if you believe, I want you to shout and let's welcome Bishop Dagwood Mills.
I Let us pray. Father, thank you for today and your great wisdom that is imparted to us. We are glad. We are thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Wow, we are excited to be here with you in Adenta. We just came from OEB up there. We are going to build a much bigger cathedral so that when you have services, we can go there for such meetings. So we were just measuring the land before we came here. Hallelujah. So we are so excited to be here in Adenta with you. The weather is a bit cool today, so that's a blessing. Otherwise, we'd have been sweating seriously. The sun has decided to grill us. And God has sent rain to comfort us. Hallelujah. Today, I want to share with you Wisdom 11. Is the title of my message. I hope we can go through, or it will be Wisdom 11a. And then 11b will come up later. Give me a lot of power on my mic. All right, help the mic to work better, clearer, and loud enough so that everybody who came can hear the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now, the reason why we are having wisdom impartation services is so that wisdom can be imparted into your lives. Amen. Amen. Wisdom is a very important thing. All right? Because you cannot do well without wisdom. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. And in all you're getting, you must get wisdom. So anybody who does well or who is outstanding has wisdom from the Lord. It says in Proverbs 3 and verse 15, she is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand. How many want to live long? In Japan, their life expectancy is about almost 100 years in the 90s. And in Africa, the life expectancy is about 48. In Mozambique, it was about in the 30s. Yeah. So, and Japan is a country with the highest rate of hypertension. They have more hypertension than other countries because they are very stressed. They are very stressed. But even though they have higher than everybody else, they are living longer. You get it? Because they are applying some wisdom. So that's what it means, that Wisdom, length of days is in her right hand. And you see that some people would even laugh when you say, oh, why are you touching this with your hands? Oh, African gems don't kill. Have you heard it before? African gems don't kill. It's like all these things are not important. But when you look at the overall picture, then you see that overall, they are living longer as we are mocking wisdom. You get it? So, wisdom is a very important thing. Wisdom is the way you think. And in her left hand, riches and honor. Soon you'll be described as somebody with riches and honor. The prophecy you believe is the one that will happen. Let the church say amen when you hear a good prophecy. So, riches and honor will soon be the way people will describe you. Yeah. Honor. Yeah. And riches. Yeah. Wow. You believe such things? Yeah. Believe it. Yeah. Those who don't believe prophecies. Bible said, despise not prophesying. It's actually a whole verse in the Bible about don't despise things when they are being said. Wow. The whole verse only for despising of prophecies. Huh? Yeah. Amazing. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. Wow. I didn't know my wife was coming. That is a blessing. So I can preach better now. So, don't despise wisdom. Now, I'm not talking about earthly wisdom. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 tells us we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It's mysterious. If I tell you, humble yourself or go down, that is the way to go up. It is mysterious because, let's take for instance, the political groupings. Those who are not in power, what are they trying to do? They attack those who are in power. Whatever they do, they say it is bad. Anything, I mean, and that actually confuses people because at a point you don't even bother to hear, because once this person is from this party, all he will say is that it's bad. Even things that are clearly wrong. And then when they believe that when they attack them and they ridicule them, they can bring them down and then take their place after the next election. So this is how the world is. I bring you down from where you are and I come and take your place. That's the wisdom in the world. But God's wisdom for us is just go down rather. Go lower down than where you are. And then you come up. It doesn't sound like the way up. Or if you have money, get as much as you can and keep it. Okay? And can it, if you can get a can, like a tuna can. Can it. You see, seal it. Eh? Never give it away. And the more cans you can keep of money, the richer you will be. That's it makes sense. Then God's word says, give. Give them, give. And it shall be given to you. I don't think far. I don't think so far. Hey. And I don't blame you if you don't think so far. I don't blame you. Because it doesn't make sense. So that's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom is hidden. So when you say it sounds absurd, but it's hidden. And that wisdom is special because it is the wisdom that God has ordained for your glory. Look at the verse. God has ordained, like he's chosen. There are different types of wisdom. But that is the wisdom that he has chosen or ordained for your glorification. You are the next person to be glorified. The reason why people are not being glorified is because they, even Christians, reject this kind of wisdom. Somebody asked me, what is the master key to your prosperity or success? Somebody asked me. The answer, you may think, will be financial engineering or securitization of future earnings. Or what else? Leveraging. And all these big, big words. Yes. But when I tell you, the secret is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things which people are dying for will be added unto you. When I tell you, you say, oh, how? You don't think far. You don't think madness. Because to you it is madness. How can seeking first the kingdom of God lead you to have things which people are dying for? You don't think so far, and I don't blame you. True. But I've been a pastor of the same group for some years. And I've watched us. I've seen Matthew 6:33 fulfilled. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important for you to believe in the wisdom that comes from above. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 60. Arise, 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 and shine. arise, shine. Are you listening to me, my little children? Arise, shine. You'll be shining. You'll be shining. Arise and shine. What does it mean to shine? When you are shining, you are a star. You see, when you look at even the singers, when you look at the singers, today I just released a few of my stars to sing. Yeah, I have so many in my team. Depending on the players I want to play for that day. Yeah. But it is not that they are the only singers. There are a lot of singers, but they are not shining. The ones you saw are shining. Whenever you see a singer, it's not that there are not other singers. You can be there, but you won't shine. You don't shine. You can be a pastor, but you will not shine. You can be a businessman, but you are not shining. You may be a student, but you are not shining. You may be a medical doctor, but you are not shining. But God is saying to you today, arise, shine, shine, shine. Why should you shine? For thy light. You see, light. Light. If you even check in the dictionary, light is revelation. Understanding. Eureka! The light has come on. Wow! Revelation. Wisdom. This is it. I lay on a blue carpet in my father's hotel. A man of zero. You see, when you are zero and God stands by you, you become 10. 1 and 0. Hey, you are the next person to be transformed. Hotel that he had given me a room to stay in, and my wife and I lived in that room for 3 years, one room, and we gave birth to 2 children in that room. Yes. I think she had gone to work at the where she was working. And I lay on the floor. I used to pray usually in the mornings. And there, the Holy Spirit spoke to me just one word. Give thyself wholly. These things. Yes. Give thyself wholly. 1 Timothy 4:15. Look, I had business that I was doing. I had a truck. I used to supply sand and stone to the harbor when they were rehabilitating. Yes. Yeah, I was. That was when I even saw how to be rich. Yes. If it was money that I wanted, I knew what I would do. Yes. Because if the track works just small, the kind of money, I can see why people don't have money. Because of pride. Because the only way to be rich was to sit in the track myself. Yes. I have to sit in it myself. I will be a millionaire. I knew it. I saw it. I knew. Whilst I was doing it, I knew it. When I sit in myself as the mate, I will be rich. Yes. Because when it works, more, even just 1 week, I have more money. You see, the money is just there. Yeah. The people are proud. That's why they don't want to do certain jobs. You know, Ghana, the small work they give you, you become a big shot with a driver. When I heard that word in my spirit, I got up from the blue carpet. I was arising. Shine. Your light has come. This God said, give. That was the end of the business. I packed the trucks. Every business, anything that I was doing, up till today, I don't do any business. I don't do business. No, I don't like it. Give thyself only to these things. Up to today. Even rent, I don't collect rent. No. I am a priest 100%. Yes. 100. Only means 100%. Look at it. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. The glory came upon me. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness to people, that everybody will be struggling. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. The Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen on thee. That was it. That's the day that my life changed. Yes. The Bible, you will not know. His word is ordained for your glory. People think the Bible is just something you say. Like we are using it to preach. Like we need verses to preach. It's real. It's real. I rose up a man who had nothing. Oh, what do you say, nothing? Look, those who visited us in those days, I have to secure the chair before you sit down. You go down. When you sit, you are down. It was not even my chair. I have no chairs. For 3 years I was fired, I had no chairs. Yes, I had no chairs. I can't even tell you how we bought the first chair. So recently we were giving the chairs, and my wife and I, we look at the chair and said, this chair is a special chair because of the way we were able to get these chairs. Yes. Arise and shine. I'm shining. And you will be shining too. Hallelujah. For the Lord is risen up upon thee. The Lord himself. You see, when revelation comes, it's the Lord. That's why look, if you are used to revelation, when God speaks, you get up usually. It's like the Lord is risen up upon thee. The Lord rises. Like, you see, because the Holy Spirit is in us, but not upon us. But when he rises up, the Lord shall rise up upon thee. He rises up upon thee. That's why when Jesus came to preach, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Wow. Wow.
Your shining begins when you get the wisdom of God into your life. And the wisdom of God is His word. You are the next to shine. Receive it in Jesus' name. Wisdom 11. I want you to understand what we are doing here. Because when we preach the word, some people feel that we need something to do. Proverbs 11 verse 1. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. Amen. A false balance is an abomination. You know, all through your life, you are going to have to balance things. Balancing. Because you not only have one thing to do. Look, when the Bible says all things work together for good, it means that a number of things work, and all of them must work. You cannot afford some things to stop working. So when you allow some areas of your life to go down, it destroys you. Can you imagine if your liver says, you know something, I'll resume on the 11th of June. And the liver tells you, everybody else is working. Kidneys are working, heart is working, brain is working, blood vessels are working. But liver, I'll be back on the 13th. Or I'm going to reduce my workload by 50%. Supposing your kidney tells you, look, you know, I've been worried. You have been eating something and I've been excreting it for you. Next week and the week after, I want to just take it easy. But if your kidney stops, you've not seen somebody whose kidney is not working before. They become groggy. You have to talk to her. Hello? Hello? It's like this. You've not seen one before. They become dizzy, groggy. They can't even talk. And they're just going. And they start sleepy, feeling sleepy, looking sleepy. You've not seen one before. Kidney said, I'm not feeling like working. That's it. Then they become unconscious. They're gone. Liver the same. I mean, you can't have a part which says, I won't work. Like, I'm just going to reduce. So what people don't realize is that is why God says a false balance is an abomination. If you are a student, you can't come to church and be wild in church. Like you come, I'm going on outreach, going to church, coming back, go here, do that. When you finish that, and you go home, and then it's time to learn, you not learn, you not study. So your studying engine is off or is gone down to 20%. Then you are not going to do well. So the master key, and you can also say, I'm doing academic work throughout because I am a student. I came to learn. That is my purpose. My father has paid my school fees. I'm here to learn. I can't go to church. When I finish school, I'll go to church. Not true. That one is also not correct. And if you do that, either of the two, it is wrong. It's an abomination. It's false balance. So the master key is that everyone receives 100% strength. So when you are learning, you wow. And when you finish, then you do the church. Wow. When you finish the church, You come to whatever else. Wow! You keep, each area is wow. But not that this area is wow, this area is okay. What people cry about when they marry is almost always false balance. This is the main problem. Like you come to church, you see a sister. Now the reason why you like this particular sister is the way she kneels for worship. This is your favorite part. It's like she's really a worshiper. Now, would you like to have such a worshiper who you are proud of, that, oh, the sister that I married, she's really into God. I thank God for that. And then when you go home and it's time for food, she's not so much into the food. You will not be happy about that. Because, and it's true that she's a great worshiper. But when you are eating, you don't eat worship, you eat food. And when it comes to sex, she has turned into a wooden statue. Mahogany. Without feelings. Wow. But she's into worship. And she's also into scriptures. She's into messages. But she's not into food. She's not into sex. And the house is more than a baller. Because she's not into cleaning. It's a false balance. So from today, any sister you are looking for, start checking whether there is a balance there. Sit down. And brothers, there are some brothers, they are into prayer. Shabaya bala bala bala. Eba bala bala bala. Bala 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 bala. Hey. But after the prayers, there is nothing. Today, there are a lot of sisters who are struggling because they marry a false balance brother. Honorable, dignified. But there's nothing to him. Lazy like bones. No, he will never get up, never work. Yes. That is the cause of pain in homes. You are good in this, but in this one, it's so low. So that's what I'm saying, that if your kidney say, I'm going down, I'll be back. The liver says, I'll be back. Stomach says, I've closed for renovation. Stomach has closed. Whatever false balance is in your life is corrected today in the name of Jesus. How many realize you have some false balances somewhere? Yeah. Your beauty in church must balance with your room. The room that you came from. What do you think? It must balance. Some people, when you go to their room after a wedding, you see, they say, hey, it room that you came from. Sit down. Many, if you take the ladies, usually, because it's outside, you see that they are good at hair, nails, face. Eh? And what? Dresses. Shoes. Bags. But the mouth is smelling. Sit down. Shh. And the mouth is not the only place that is smelling. More places are smelling. It is a false balance. All right. If you continue this way, we cannot finish. Verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. You see, when you are low, you are wise. That's what I was saying, that when I was doing business, I saw myself, when I sit in the truck, I will be rich. With the lowly is wisdom. Yeah. People don't have houses because they themselves will not go to the building site to go and build. There is no project that I'm doing that I'm not there myself. I've been to three different building projects practically this afternoon. Measuring, calculating, drawing, making phone calls, speaking to engineers, architects, project managers. On Sunday. People are not rich because they are too high. You see, when you are high, you are not wise. Bible says, with the lowly is wisdom. With the lowly is wisdom. With the lowly is wisdom. Yes. With the lowly is... You are a pastor, you are a manager. Don't leave anything for anybody. Rise up and roll up your sleeves. And get down to the real work. When I was in medical school, there was a lecturer who used to talk, a chemistry lecturer. He used to say, don't be an armchair chemist. So we used to call him armchair chemist. Don't be an armchair chemist. He was explaining that people don't do the actual experiments. They sit in an armchair and write equations and so on. And say, this is the calculation. So they are not real, practical, hands-on chemists who have done the work. They are just armchair chemists. You cannot be an armchair pastor or an armchair shepherd. An armchair businessman. You see that you are running a pharmacy shop and you've left it for who? Today, in today Ghana, they would sell your Pepsodent, sell your Listerine, sell all the drugs, then go and buy from the wholesale and come and replace it. So when you come, say, oh, things have not been bought, but they are selling and they bring it back to the shop. Today Ghana. Because you are an armchair pharmacy shop owner. From a distance, you are doing business. Haven't you seen those who become rich in Ghana? None of them is an armchair. Armchair means you sit back in your armchair and then you are distant from the work. Have you seen any Lebanese man doing a business from the armchair? He's staying in his house at Laboni and then the work is going on somewhere. No, there's nothing like that. And you say you've got shares in that business. What shares? He himself is there counting things. Kuala top in town, Malcolm, they will be there, either themselves or their sons or their family members or whatever. There is no armchair pastor who can ever say he's doing well. No, there's nothing, no work you are. There is not no work you can do that you can do that you've left for people. Especially in business, they have no loyalty at all. You don't know. One day, you know, we were having a crusade. We went to a certain town. It was getting to elections. Whilst we were setting up the crusade, getting ready for the next day, not knowing that one of the candidates, you know, there are usually two main candidates, one of them was coming to the town the next day. But when we entered the town, there was no sign of that candidate. 3 a.m., the people came and put posters in the whole town. So in the morning when the candidate came, he saw the whole town is for them. From beginning to end. An armchair politician. He didn't know. There's no smell. I saw one of them. I told him, you will lose. I don't fear to tell them. I said, you will lose. You will lose. I said, there is no scent of you in any town, all the towns we have been. I told you will lose. He said, well, how? We've done a polling. I said, hey. Stop being an armchair. You are too far from realities. With the lowly is wisdom. 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 So, sometimes you see people, they come out, you graduate, and you become big very quickly. It's fantastic. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. Sometimes you're asking, what should I do? You have to do what is right. What is right is the right thing. It guides you. Verse 3. But the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. You see, righteousness is a form of guidance. What is the right thing? Should I honor my father or I should dishonor my father? That's the right thing. That's the right. It guides you. What should I do? Should I do this or this? That's the righteousness of the perfect will guide you. But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. But the transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. So wickedness and sin causes you to be captured by the enemy. But you are escaping in Jesus' name. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish. And the hope of unjust men perisheth. That is why there's a lot of rejoicing when wicked men die. Because their wicked plans are aborted. Yes. I remember one wicked man. He was the head of state of a certain country in Africa. He had a room that he had buried people up to their heads. He didn't bury them fully, just left the head out. Yeah. And they were all there, his enemies. They were all up with their hands and everything in the ground, only up to the head. Yes. When he died, even his assistant changed everything. Yeah. The wicked people, their hope perishes when they die. That's why people pray for them to die. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge the just shall be delivered. Hallelujah. You see, that is why we preach about loyalty. Because hypocrite is a pretender. He pretend, I pretend I love you. I clap for you when I see you, but I will not vote for you. Do you understand? I pretend I love you, but really you don't love. When you leave, you criticize. And these people must be destroyed through knowledge. And that's why we teach about it. Through knowledge, they just are delivered from pretenders. If I've not been teaching about loyalty and disloyalty, many of you here will be pretenders. When I come, you'll just be happy. But when you learn about loyalty and you get the knowledge, you realize that no, it's not the right thing to do. Because it will be done to me too. Yes. So through knowledge, that is why we teach it. Those who leave you, those who forsake you, those who pretend, those who accuse you, those who are ignorant, those who are dangerous sons, those who are disloyal, those who forget. Through knowledge, we are delivered from all forms of pretense. May we always preach about loyalty and disloyalty in the church. Verse 10. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Yes. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor. But a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Amen. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor. You see, it is wise to have a good relationship with neighbors, whoever is your neighbor. Because your real blood brother may be far away when you need help, but your neighbor who is near. So people who are too tribalistic, it's like, oh, it's only my, you are not from my country. You are not from my area. You know, I don't want to know you. It's dangerous. Yeah, because you'll be surprised that that person may not be around. But your neighbor, who is from another place, may be there. Verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. A talebearer revealeth secrets. When you grow, you'll find out that there are some things that are not supposed to be said. But there are people who don't have that ability to be faithful. Yes. Amazingly, people are faithful to wickedness. I was surprised that a large percentage of murders have not been solved in America. I heard that about 40% or 50%, they have not found a murderer. People have murdered and died with the secrets. Wicked people have kept the secrets. And rather, you find Christians who have good reason sometimes to keep certain things as secret and be faithful. You see them. They don't have that faithfulness to even be quiet. Yeah. You see people come and say, oh, I just want to say something. What are you coming to say? I can't keep it to myself again. I've held it for so long and I feel that I have to say something otherwise. Meanwhile, your aim is to destroy the person. It's not that you are trying to confess it. You are just coming to see if you can destroy somebody. Yes. Trying to see if you can come up with something to
hurt somebody who has also hurt you. You want the person to really feel something.
So I can't keep it to myself again. I have to share it.
The Bible says, he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. When Paul was caught up to heaven, he said, I saw things which it is not lawful for a man to say. It is a sin to speak about what I've seen. It's not lawful for a man to say this. When I say this, I've done something wrong. Yes. It's not lawful. Yeah. Are you still around? Don't countenance people. You see, when David was there, and then, I heard words which is not lawful. It's wrong. When David was there and he came to tell him that, oh, we killed Saul, Saul is dead and so on, they thought he would be happy. But he pointed out to the guy that, look, what you've done, were you not afraid? Like, the person is dying, were you not afraid to be the one to kill him? You see, so even though he said that he had destroyed David's enemy, you look behind and you look further, you see that there is something wrong with this person. Yes. Yeah? So he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. You see, a balance, because we teach about openness in marriage counseling, and we also teach about coming to tell when somebody is being disloyal. They are all teachings. This one is also true. Is it not true? Yeah. Verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Hallelujah. So many messages are counseling you. Many counselors are counseling you. Many pastors are counseling you. Sometimes when people don't have advice, it's so sad. Yes, because sometimes a person tells you something that has not occurred to you before. Yes. One day somebody told me, even today I saw it, when you are going to buy a house, wait for the rainy season before you buy the house. You see, if you don't know, you will never know. Yes. Wait for the rainy season. You wouldn't know unless an experienced buyer of houses tells you. I know somebody who bought a house, when the rain came, the whole downstairs was covered. Not when it comes every year. The person sold the house in the dry season. But you see, you can't easily know. Yes. So, little advice. That's why the Bible says, in the many counselors, there is safety. 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 Safety comes with many counselors. In the multitude of counselors. Where there is no counsel, people actually get destroyed. So those of you who don't take advice, you are not open. Anything you are doing is a secret. If you are open, there are some things that I know. One day, one of my church members came to see me, and he said he had something in the leg, and they are going to cut off the leg. But so he was on his way to wherever they cut off legs, to go and cut the leg off. But based on my knowledge, I said, no, I don't agree that they should cut off your leg. I don't agree. What about if this problem that you say is in your knee is in another place? So based on my challenging of what they were going to do and my input, he went to check other places. The doctors who were going to cut off the leg didn't check it. It was what I said that made them go and do it. And when they did it, oh, doctor, is it not true? You were there. When they went and did it, you know, it was not only in the knee, it was in the head. So I said, are you going to cut off your head now? Counselors. And some people are not open at all. When you have a problem, you are keeping secret. Everything is personal, but there's nothing personal. So in the multitude of counselors, look, sometimes when you get jobs, they will write the salary for you. How many times have I been in my office, somebody has shown this my salary. Years go by and the person has nothing. You have to know any time somebody is giving you a salary, is telling you part one. Every exam, section one, section two, section three. Section one is just one. Section two is coming to eat the whole salary away. Are you listening to me? So, remember, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You say you are going to do a course. So, God has blessed me. I'm going to end just now. Those of you who are, I see a few people yawning. I'll just end just now. But I just want to say something. Listen. You find out that you say you are going to do a course. Philosophy and what? Huh? Classics. But when you finish, you'll be happy. So when I finish, I'm free. 3 years. Look at this. Well, they are doing whatever is doing. When you finish, you realize you have to do another course. And another. By the time you finish, yours is even 10 years. You'll be doing courses, you can't still get a job. And you thought you were going faster. Verse 13. He that is surety or takes, what do you call it? He takes a pledge for a stranger shall smart for it. He that hateth suretyship is sure. He that hateth suretyship is sure. What is the meaning of suretyship? Suretyship is a very interesting word. Are you there? It means pledge. To pledge. Number one, to exchange, mortgage, engage, occupy, undertake, give pledges. Become surety. Take on a pledge. Give in a pledge. When you go to the bank, say, I pledge I will pay you 1,000 every month for the next 15 years. He that hateth suretyship is sure. Those of you who are into loans and mortgages, I'll read it again from the Brown Driver Driggs translation. Dictionary definition. Brown Driver breaks definition of that word surety or suretyship. Number one, to pledge. I didn't write it. Two, exchange. Three, mortgage. Four, engage, occupy, undertake, give pledges, become a surety, take on a pledge, give in a pledge, take on a pledge. He that hates such things is sure. Yes. Show me all the people that have gone to take loans. Where are they? Their life is not sure today. Their life is not sure. And so also to be even with the nation. Everything we want to do, we have to get a loan. We can never be sure. Follow the wisdom in the house. Build it with your roll-up sleeves. Step by step. without loans. Yes. But you see, we are not humble. That is why we are not rich. But your story is changing. Yes. Go and get a loan. He that hateth suretyship is sure. Suretyship. Oh, it's not in the Bible. Yeah, you are on solid ground. Whatever we own here in Adenta, when we take offering, it's finished. There's nobody to pay here. It's finished. All our projects are like that. Anywhere. He that hateth suretyship is sure. Even the banks, many of them are fake. They are hollow trees. Because they themselves have engaged in so many interchange of loans and exchange of surety. It's only that if they say it, everybody will rush for them. Everybody will rush for their money, and then the bank itself will collapse. Anybody who says it's a banker after church, come and see me, and I challenge you to what I'm saying, if you can challenge. Yeah. They are giving loans to people who cannot pay. The whole system is fake. When I stand here right now and I say I'm raising money, you see something. All of us who have been working for 20 years, 30 years, what can you do? What can you give? He that hated suretyship is sure. I'm standing on sure because personally, I don't have anybody to pay. And the church has nobody to pay. Even a car. No. Even a television. Look, when I got married, I was staying in a room with my wife for 3 years. We couldn't afford a television. Yes, we didn't. We couldn't afford a television. 3 years. Yes. My father had an old television that you beat and then it comes on. Yes. The big one. Yes. Yes, you beat it. Nothing worked on it. There was a secret place you press and so it can come on. We use it for years. Wow. Years.
Wow.
Years and years. No surety.
You are teaching.
No pledges. No car. We have no car. Bishop Saki's car. We bought the body was separate from the chassis. And we welded it on it. Yes. Toyota Carina. We welded the body onto the car. And he was driving it. He that hated suretyship is sure. It's sure. When we didn't have money to buy petrol, all of us took our cars to Tema, and changed from petrol to gas. Yes, I changed my car from petrol to gas. I couldn't afford petrol. Bishop Saki couldn't afford, Bishop Eddie, we all couldn't afford it. We're all in the ministry. We took it, the man connected, said, and we bought the cooking gas. You buy it, you put it in, you connect it. It's fast. I say, wow! It goes longer. He that hated suretyship is sure. I'm standing on my 2 feet today. Yeah. People don't know. You think your life is just going to collect money from the bank. For this, pledges for this. Every you arrange yourself, you pay this for this, pay this for this, pay this for. You don't have. That's all.
You don't have. It's finished. Keep on. You don't think madness. Do you think if I start a project that I'm going to cast a road for concrete from Accra to Kumasi, the next government that comes, whoever comes, for 4 years, show me the width. From here, the road will be, this one can take 1, 2, even 4 cars. I'll cast this width from here to Kumasi, from Kayadenta here to Kumasi, straight. Anything that is in the way, I say, move. Do you think in 4 years, I cannot do it? Even the church can do it for the country. If you ask us, but you will not do it. It's not our work. Yeah. They are paying taxes, they should use it. Kaswa. Kaswa. You know Kaswa. Do you remember? I don't know, last election or two, NPP were going to have a rally there. So they had to open the tolls, so that people can go to Kaswa freely. And they had to pay $12,000 because they said that is how much they make in a day for the tolls. At Kaswa, the one, yeah, a lot of cars pass there. Lot. 12,000. How much concrete? When we say we are casting, $12,000 concrete a day we are casting from here. But rather we will get a loan from China, from here. How can we be sure? He that hateth suretyship is sure. Number 16, a gracious woman retaineth her honor, and strong men retain riches. We are ending. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Mercy. Verse 20. They that are of a froward heart are an abomination. Froward means every meeting you are always against it. It's an old word. Toward and froward. To and fro. To and fro. Toward, froward. So there are some people, this word means habitually opposed. Anything they're opposed to it. If you come in and say, oh, it won't work. No, I think we should rather do this. Oh, if I suggest that I'll cast a road from here to, they will just laugh at me and just immediately, that will be it. It will be despised. They will even say that I'm not a Ghanaian. They will say, go to your country. In your country, is that what you do? That's how people talk. Yes. It's fantastic. So decide that you will not be everything negative. Everything negative. Whatever your father says, negative. Your mother says, negative. Everything, you are always against on the other side. You are never flowing with the flow. It's not a good spirit. So you think you are wise. There are some people who sit back always having a froward mind. To and fro. To and fro. When I, as a bishop, I say this, you always have a different mind. Somebody's celebrating his birthday, and then maybe some people are giving testimony. Oh, you are a blessing to me, this and that. And your mind is working negative. And you say, this man, does he not get tired of being praised? It means that the mind is like, as everybody say, oh, that's a wonderful testimony. Oh, that is a great thing. That's a wonderful thing. Then your mind is working out. This man, does he not get tired of being praised?
Yeah, it's like a contrary. It means forward, like habitually opposed. It comes naturally. Yes. If you've not been in leadership for long, you will never meet a forward person. But if you've been around, you will see them. When you have a meeting, you look at the person, quietly look at them. You will always be intimidated. And you say, brother Judas, what do you think about this? He always has a different mind. Brother Judas, what do you think? He says, Brother Judas, today you are quiet. He says, nothing. It's okay. I think you just go ahead with your plan. And you feel nervous. You will never be a forward person till you die, in Jesus' name. And in your houses, don't be forward. Some of you are anti-father. Some of you are anti-mother. But it's easier to be anti-father in the house. Yes. How many realize it's easier to be anti-father than anti-mother? Because sweet mother, as a mother there, she understands everything, isn't it? She's there for you. She understands all your problems. But as for father, dear challenge, some way man is sitting there quietly, changing the remote control, doing whatever he wants to do in the house. So you can easily be anti-father. Yeah. But you will never be anti-father. Verse 24. There is one that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is one that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also. Amen. Giving is, there is no prosperity without giving. There's no prosperity. There's nothing like prosperity without giving. Yeah. Healing Jesus Crusade is lighthouse giving. Yes. Lighthouse giving. To somebody, to people, they can never pay what we are doing. They cannot pay. I just met somebody, I went to preach somewhere. He said that he had a church in Niger. After we had the crusade, he said the man was a missionary there and he had 30 members. After we came to Niger and we left, his church jumped from 30 to 120 people up till today. Yes. After the Niger crusade. Yeah. That was one of our difficult crusades. That was the time Gaddafi's son was in Niger. I don't know if he's still there. Yeah, they tried to stop the crusade. Healing Jesus Crusade is lighthouse giving away money. Throwing money. Yes. From town to town, town to town. It's a blessing. There is nothing like prosperity without giving. The Bible says there is somebody that withhold more than is necessary to hold back. You shouldn't have held that one back. And it rather leads to your going down, your poverty. Yeah. When it's time to give, give. When it's time to give, give. It will be a blessing to you. So those of you who have made yourself the poverty chairman, so as for me, I don't have money. Like you are permanently, I don't have money. You never give anybody a card. You never wish anybody happy birthday. You are only self-centered, looking inward that somebody should do something for you. It doesn't lead to a good place. It doesn't lead to a good thing. Yes. And rich people are the people who don't give at all. When people have money, that's when they don't give. If you are a pastor, you will notice it. And of course, you see some who give. But generally, you find that when they have money, they have a song. I can sing the song for you. Should I sing it? Should I sing the song of a rich man? They'll sing a song. They'll say, I don't have cash today. But my investments will be coming up soon. And later on, I will do. You don't worry, Mr. Bishop, man. I'll be there to help you later. You don't worry. Give me up to September. I'm sorting certain things out. And I'll be able to help. Don't worry, Mr. Bishop, man. You like my song? That's a rich man's song. Oh, I don't have money. I don't have money. It's a standard song. When you hear this, oh, I don't have, you know, there are certain things that I am sorting out, and I will be sorting them out. So I'll see you later. Don't worry, Mr. Bishop, man. I'll sort out. And you don't worry. When certain things are okay, you know, you came at the wrong time, and I will. Then you see them flying to Germany for World Cup, to go and watch World Cup. Yes. You see them doing things. Fantastic. And as the years go by, you see that things are not really well as it should be. So decide when it's time for me to give, and it is in my power to give, I will give. Many years ago, I was a manager of a hotel. And some Christians came. And I gave them a discount. But I did not give what I could have given. When they left, the Holy Spirit rebuked me. I'll never forget up till today. And he told me, you will never have a chance again to give to a Christian group in a hotel. This was your first and your last. It will never come up again in your life. I felt the word shame is not the word, but very worried. He said, you should have, my people came to you. He said, are you not a pastor? They came. Why do you not help them more? Hey, there is a man that withholdeth more than his meat. So, the liberal soul shall be made fat. There is nothing like prosperity without, even in your poorest state. You say you don't have money. No. People should only buy minerals for you. You will never buy minerals for some. You will never pay the transport. They should pay always. Eh? When you go and buy watches in a group and you are paying, you stand at the back so that the person in the front pays. And you are at the back. We are closing. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. The blessing shall be on the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that seeketh mischief, it shall come to him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. And the fool shall be the servant to the wise. You are the wise. You are the wise. Yes. Hey. Anytime you are a servant, remember, the fool shall be the servant of the wise. Verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. Hallelujah. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. He that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Wisdom to win souls. It's wise. Stepping out to do Healing Jesus Crusade is one of the wisest steps I ever took. I thought that this one, I said, oh, our money is finished. Nowadays, it's finished. Because crusade, when you pour, it's like you. You know, one day we were in KJB. We had a crusade. Those days, we still count. But we knew from the books we gave. 9,600 people gave their life to Christ. 9th KJB. Crusade one night. When we took the offering, the total offering that night was $200. 9,600 divided by, so 200 into 9,600 is how much? How much is that? Hmm? It means one person gave how much? Your calculator is there. Do it. $0.02. What is that? $0.02. 2 cents. Times 4 into CDs is what? 8 pesos. 8 pesos. 8 pesos. Or 80. 8p. Yes. 8 pesos. Wow. But again, he that winneth souls is wise. It doesn't make sense. Oh. It doesn't make sense. But he that winneth souls is wise. He's becoming rich. He's becoming prosperous. He's being blessed. He's having pleasantness. He's having peace. He that wins souls. Those of you who don't win souls, you sit down. You want the church to die. Some people were talking to my wife. I said, hey, lighthouse people, you work. Oh. Because what do? You go in the morning, you come in the evening. You are watching and rather making comments. He that winneth souls is wise. If you are winning souls on Sunday, you are not even admiring it. You are rather talking. We are becoming blessed. Our ways are ways of pleasantness. Our ways are ways of peace. Length of days is in our right hand. Riches and honor for winning souls. I tell you, look at Billy Graham. He cannot even die. He cannot die. He's trying to die. He can't die. His wife has died and gone. He can't die. He that winneth souls is wise. Length of days, riches, honor. He that winneth souls is wise. It's amazing that that verse is in Proverbs. Eh? They that tend many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. I'm shining and I will shine like a star. You watch and see. So I win souls. Yes. Don't be afraid. The wisdom of God is the wisdom of God. It may sound like madness, but it is true. I pray you will marry a soul winner. I said, I pray you will marry a soul winner. I pray God will give you a heart for souls. You can never win souls until you love God. And you love what He loves. You can never. You only be reading it as a word. Elijah said, the God asked, where have you been? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord. Jealousy, jealous for the Lord. It pains me for the Lord. I have a pain. It pains me. When you see somebody who shines, you see all these things working. He that winneth souls is wise. I tell people all the time, I'm the pastor. We raise funds for so many different things, but for soul winning is the best. Yes, it's the best. It's the best. Is the best. And I think I receive most support for that. We have never been in need. We have never been in need. God has always provided at the right time. Yes. We go around, people think we have a lot of money. And they know that God is providing. Angels are being sent. One day Kenneth Hagin had a vision and Jesus was standing in front of him. There was a big angel behind him. And he asked him, who is that? He said, it's your angel. And he brings you money. Angels. He brings you money. Amen. He that winneth souls is wise. Pray that you will have a job that has to do with winning of souls. Yeah. It will bring you pleasantness. That's why when people join Healing Jesus Crusade, you know, they really don't want to do anything else. We want to be in the crusade, they say. Yeah. One day I had a meeting with my crusade director. I told them, I said, you guys are old. Your families are growing. and I want you to stay here and be with your families. I was shocked by their response. They said, we will never leave it. I sacked them and they refused to be sacked. Wow. He that winneth souls is wise. Yes. Yes. What a blessing. Since I started going around winning souls, I've been welcome in many countries. Yes. When I was leaving Mali, I was taken to the aeroplane, Air France, in a special VIP car with the president's bodyguard. Yes. Just me. Just me in the car. Oh, wait. Not in Ghana. It's a foreign country. They put me at the back. I said bye-bye to the others. And I sat, the car was cold, air conditioned. President's car, whatever it was. They drove me to the steps. When I got out, and the man, not knowing that he has time, he turned to me and bowed. Bless me. Bless me. Yes, a Muslim. To bless him. I also stretch out my hand and I just bless him. Yes. He that winneth souls. Yes. Those of you who don't do evangelism, you don't understand it. We win a soul. I can see many of my children, they give their life to Christ. Even today I met somebody. One of them, I forget who. So I gave my life to Jesus. I was in the hall. They came for me. I gave my life to God. It gives life. It brings blessing. It brings pleasantness, peace, money, life. He that winneth souls is declared wise. Businessmen, you know, maybe it wouldn't sound like something that can help your business, but I'll tell you, if that winneth souls is wise, I don't know how it will affect your business, but that's what the Bible says. There's a connection. Favor. Yes. I'd never met any president before. When I started to win souls, I started to meet presidents. Yes. Said that to me. One day I visited one of the presidents. His words were, to what do I owe this honor? To what do I owe this honor? Yes. Several. But then I said, I was just pastoring. I come, so today I'm teaching you 3 steps on success. Number one, number two, number three. Okay, today I'm teaching some prayer. Tomorrow, teaching on finances. Next, teaching on tithing. But when I started to win souls, I said that to meet. Most countries, motorcades, pini, all over. Yes, motorcade, international, security, soldiers. Hey. He that winneth souls. It's a fantastic thing. It's different from even pastoring. Yes. And a good shepherd goes to look for the lost soul. A good shepherd goes to look for them. If you are a good pastor, you'll be organizing outreaches all the time. You'll be winning souls, bringing people to God. That's a good pastor. A good shepherd. A good shepherd. All of you children, you must win so personally. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that it can lead to your marriage. No, I don't want to lie to you. It can lead to your marriage. It can lead to anything. It can lead to so many things. And when you win somebody, you're your wife's convert. Uh-huh. You see, the bishop here was converted by his wife. Yeah.
Please stand up for 1 second. He that winneth souls is wise. She, when she was winning him to Christ, she hadn't got the mind that I'm getting a husband. No. She was just being wise. She was just being wise. She was just being wise. Normal Christianity. You saw him at what, vacation classes?
Vacation classes, yeah.
Vacation classes. And you saw him with some other people.
With some boys, GSTS bad boys.
Bad boys! Do you know what is a disco? Or a nightclub? They don't have disco. I hear now there's nothing like this. Nightclub. Club. Cold room. What is cold room? What is cold room?
It's a small, most of the time it's a small enclosed place where anything that happens in is behind closed doors.
Have you been there before?
No, personally. No.
Have you been there as a person? Have you been there? As a person?
I haven't been there before.
What is your name?
I'm Andy. Andy.
As Andy. Have you been there as Andy?
No, I haven't been there.
I don't think so far. I don't think madness. Yes. He that it didn't say he that winneth souls is zealous. Or he that winneth souls is spiritual. Or he that winneth souls is anointed. Or he that winneth souls is scriptural. Or he that winneth souls went to Bible school. He that winneth souls is wise. It's wise. It's wise. It's wise. And it's amazing. We came to Adenta to see the fulfillment. This is a sign. Christians are supposed to, you are not supposed to ask for a sign, but you're supposed to notice signs. It's a sign to you. There she is. She went to win a soul. It's not he that winneth souls is youthful. Wow. He that winneth souls is youthful. He that winneth souls is wise. I pray God will help me to win souls to my last day of this life. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and receive the impartation of wisdom outside, inside, everywhere. Father, thank you for your word today and the inspiration. Supernatural wisdom, the hidden wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery, the wisdom that is ordained unto your glory. May it rest upon you all the days of your life. Receive a new way of thinking. Receive a new light in your life. Now lift your two hands. Arise and shine. Time to shine. Time to shine. Time to shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For from this moment, this hour, this time,
you shall begin shining, and people will not be able to say that they cannot see. For the Lord will cause His glory to rest upon you. And the Lord will cause people to see. For a city set on a hill can never be hid anymore. From this hour, the darkness around you fades away. From this night onwards, a bright light shines in your soul and your heart and your mind. This is the beginning of great things. It's the beginning of the wisdom of God in your life. Darkness will not be found anymore forever in your life. Whatever is dark, whatever is wicked, whatever is foolish, whatever is contrary to the wisdom of God, goes out of you today in Jesus' name. Now begin to shine. 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 Pleasantness is coming into your life. Peace is coming into your life. Length of days is coming into your life. Riches and honor is coming into your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You will never be considered a foolish person anymore after today. Superior wisdom. Superior wisdom. Supernatural wisdom is revealed to you from this hour. Whatever has caused difficulty, whatever has caused struggles, whatever has caused bondages, I see the chains falling off you now. In the next few months, all forms of suretyship, all forms of pledges, all forms of bondages, all forms of loans are dispensed with and dispelled in the name of Jesus. Your freedom has come. Your liberty has come. And your blessing has finally arrived. Every invisible barrier to your progress, I curse that barrier now. Every invisible barrier to your wisdom, I curse that barrier now. Every hidden and invisible force that keeps you in darkness, keeps you stranded in darkness and in the water, I curse that barrier now in Jesus' name. Receive encouragement in your personal life. Receive wisdom in your personal life. Receive grace to come out of the darkness. In Jesus' name. When you were coming here, whatever evil followed you, whatever curse followed you when you were coming, whatever family problem followed you here, I cut it off from your life today in the name of Jesus. It's unpleasant. Whatever takes away peace, whatever takes away happiness from your life is cursed today in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and thank God for supernatural wisdom that comes from above. Gross darkness shall cover the people. Darkness shall cover the earth, but the Lord shall rise upon thee. The Lord is rising. 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 He's rising up. He's rising up. He's rising up in your life. He's rising up in your life. He's rising up in your life. You will not remain in darkness anymore.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for the blessing and the healing, the help. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you haven't given your life to Jesus, but you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to God today. I don't know who you are. That is the first step of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you are here, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus, lift up your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I want Jesus Christ as my Savior tonight. Your hand should be up. Very outside, everywhere. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come here to the front. Quickly. Come. Come. Come, stand here. Come to the front.
Where Jesus is calling, His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely.
Come.
It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
I want to give my life to Jesus.
Come running.
Come.
Come running.
That is the beginning of wisdom.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to that mercy seat.
Lift your hands. Say after me, Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to God. I open my heart to Jesus Christ. Oh God, I am a sinner, a dirty sinner. But today, I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Master and my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. Please write my name. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God and I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.